Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston, along with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. Today's topic is an exciting and interesting one to us, Zoho Expense. Both of us use this product in our day-to-day business work, and it is one of the more than 60 modules that Zoho makes available. We think it's a wonderful value because at the low end, it's free. Honestly, it's worth the subscription price at almost any level. So, Brian, what would you like our listeners to know about Zoho Expense?
Well, one of the things that we've been trying to steer you toward in the profession is we're trying to get you to use more automation. And we're trying to get you to get out of doing direct data entry. And we're trying to get you out of, you know, letting the technology extract the data that you need to do your work so that you can have reasonable workflows with approvals and automatic interfaces and all of that. And this one ticks all the boxes on that one. Okay. And so to that end, for no other reason that it does all those things, it would be a wise choice there. However, it gets elevated to what I'll refer to as the biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth, simply because you have a free version for up to three users that cost exactly $0, where you can get a few receipt auto scans with it. It handles multiple currency, it'll handle mileage, handles projects. You can have an approval process where you need to request approval for a trip. You can do cash advances and account for them through there. You can reconcile your corporate cards. You can have multi-level approvals. And you have all of this in a product that will interface with Zoho Books, with QuickBooks Online, and with some other stuff.
You know, you're absolutely right. At the entry level, it does all those things. Now, there are features that force you up into the standard edition, but realistically, you need some of those things, I think. Corporate cards would be an example, or, you know, expense delegation. And one of my favorite features of receipt forwarding, so you get a receipt and email and you just forward it on. But the fact of the matter is, the free product is completely full-featured. Now, if you start adding or migrating up into one of their more advanced products, Standard, Premium, or Enterprise are the names of those, then it adds in, you know, other pretty important features like credit card uploads and auto matching and some categorization and flagging personal expense and so forth. So again, there's so many features. This is the real deal at free, and it's an even better deal at the current price point on the product, which is either $3, $5, or $8 per user per month. And when I compare it to many other names in the marketplace, and I'm actually going to pick a few of them that we have used in the past, a good example there might be like SAP's Concur, which is a nice expense product that we used for some time, or other products like Tally or Expensify. This is the real deal with integrations into the accounting software products too.
I think you and I are in complete agreement on this one. The thing about it is that it is so elegant and understated. It just does the work. When I started using this, you know, there were a couple little things that Concur did that with splitting jobs, that was a challenge. And that's still a little bit clunky. But that is literally the only criticism I can offer to this product. And as somebody that that can complain about anything. You know, there's a lot of Eeyore in my blood. I will tell you that this is a product that is literally the only negative thing I can say about it. So it's one of those things that again, if you're trying to get more automated in your workflows and you're trying to get out of running a 10 key, you know, doing the kind of work you did when you ran a 10 key or keying a bunch of stuff into spreadsheets or, you know, just spending a lot of time manually doing a bunch of stuff, this is the single best tool. I mean, the way I think about it is makes me think of it, you know, once you put all your stuff in here, it's kind of like a Flickr for expense reports. You know, you've got your, you know, Flickr, the photo tagging tool. What I love about it now is that once you generate these things, it generates a full PDF expense report that you can retain, so you don't have to keep it forever. They will extract all the data out of your receipts if you have the premium plan. By the way, the premium plan is the one I would probably pick, because the enterprise plan at $8 a month does offer a lot of integration, but the minimum number of users is 500 on it. So realistically, for most of our listeners, if you wanted to get the full tricked out version, it's $5 per user per month billed annually. So $60 per user per year. And there's three minimum users. Okay. So if you got five users and you completely hate it, you're sitting here looking at a $300 expense for this. And at that point, I'm going to ask you, if you have expense reporting and you're not willing to spend $300, I'm just going to ask you, have you checked the price of your accounting software lately? The traditional version of QuickBooks that most people end up using is in the $80 a month region, plans on zero or in a similar amount. I just look at this and it does so much work and they want so little money in exchange for it. And it organizes your data for you. This is one of those things that I think everybody ought to sign up for.
Well, and it turns out you and I both did recent travel, and I used Zoho Expense on that trip. And I actually was preparing for our next trip, which is also, both of us will be on. And you are right. Splitting, that was early on pretty ugly. But it turns out I had to split the expenses for travel in this coming week. And other things that have traditionally just been recent additions, like per diem calculations, are just coming into play. But we could go through feature upon feature on this product. It would be almost like we're trying to talk about it too much. Realistically, though, you know, you have a meal, you can easily take a picture of that receipt. You have a hotel stay, you have gasoline for the car, you have a rental expense, whatever. You basically can capture the picture at the moment that it occurs, and it will be auto-classified for you in a minute or two later outside. It's doing a pretty good job. And Brian, you know how horrible my handwriting is. It's actually doing a pretty good job of handwriting recognition in this product beyond just recognizing things that are printed. And even beyond those types of issues, as you've said, being able to maintain that PDF for future purposes, but you can do a download in Excel or CSV format to extract the data. And you can do cost allocations in all versions of the product, as well as handling cash advances in the three advanced versions. So we probably travel a little too much and are maybe a little too expense centric. But, you know, if you're taking a client out for a meal or a cup of coffee, the ability for you to just capture that on the fly, have your corporate credit card feed you the transactions so you can pick them up, all the difference in the world. You know, it's so easy to drop expenses and wind up eating those personally when they really were corporate expenses.
That's absolutely right, Randy. You know, and the folks I think about that really could benefit from this are people that have crews that are out there using equipment where they have to go get gas and they have to go spend money on a corporate card. You know, the beauty of this thing is that if you've got somebody that's out doing that, they probably have a mobile device that they're using to do billing and to record the status that jobs are done and tickets are closed and things like that. Whether it's an HVAC truck, plumbing service, a landscaping service, somebody like that. The beauty of this thing is they take a picture of that receipt at the time it happened. And you can even geo-encode the picture so that the picture's taken at the time, at the gas station at the time. So you got a timestamp and you got a location stamp. You know, the other features in this thing, it looks through all of your expenses as well as all the ones from all the other parties in your organization, and it looks for duplicates. And if it finds duplicates, it will identify those. It will ask you if it's a duplicate, and then you can say yes, it is, or no, it's not. It works wonderfully. It'll pull data from your corporate card and your personal cards. It just does the job. I mean, it's like that dream employee that just sits down and works and doesn't get involved in a lot of drama and doesn't want a lot of money, just does the work and makes it happen.
Yeah. And, you know, as you were talking about the card, and I realize we can use corporate cards and, you know, capture the expenses that way. Maybe I'm a little old school here. I still like to match, you know, documented receipts with the actual transaction. And again, that's happening automatically for you in this world, which from an employee perspective, it just takes so much less time. So the approval workflows, of which there are many, anywhere from simple approvals to delegations and overdue reminders and so forth. I think there's about a dozen approval workflows inside the product, in addition to the various allocations and so forth. Well, friends, I think you're getting a drift. This is a good product. It works. It's inexpensive. We think it's even better if you buy it as part of either the accounting group of modules from Zoho or Zoho One, but you can buy it standalone, as it turns out. And I can't think of a finer recommendation for your clients, for your own practices, than the Zoho Expense.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get out of the details and you want to get out of the drudgery, when I got out in the profession, somebody told me that CPA stand for cut, paste, and assemble, because I got to put page hole reinforcers on and staples and, you know, use colored pencils all day, every day. I have to tell you that that's not why I got a CPA and went to college. And I have to tell you that this feels like a product that helps you do the work and helps you be the professional you want to be, instead of being a professional organizer. Now, if you want to be a professional organizer, there's no shame in that. Live your life and be happy. But this is a product for those that want to get some stuff done.
Yeah. And so, you know, the interfaces we talked about before, and I'll just wrap up that way. The product natively integrates with Zoho Books, QuickBooks Online, Xero, and QuickBooks Desktop in all of the versions except for free on desktop. Further, in the enterprise version, which again, you'd mentioned earlier is the big one, many of our listeners wouldn't choose that. But here you've got interfaces to big Oracle, big SAP, NetSuite, and Microsoft Dynamics, and more to come. The innovations in the platform continue to just roll over and over and out and out. I don't very often put my reputation this hard on the line, but this is a fine product. We appreciate you being with us on today's Technology Lab. We look forward to having you listen to another session with us again in the future. You have a fine day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.